Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Bad fire working in the Bronx this morning. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has the latest in this live report from the scene.
This two-story commercial building, the home of Breaking Solutions, an equipment rental company at 540 Tiffany Street, completely covered in fire as the FDNY arrived here at 1 in the morning. It took about 90 minutes to get it out, the smoke filling up the Hunts Point neighborhood. And while that building is basically a complete loss, right next door, I spoke with Mike from Alba Carding.
Fortunately for us, it didn't spread into any of our equipment or our building at all. Firemen showed up, put out the fire, and I think it worked out pretty well. They were even kind enough to pull two of our trucks out so that the trucks didn't catch on fire and the diesel fuel didn't ignite. So,
three firefighter injuries. The cause under investigation. Fire marshals and the DEP are on scene here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Hunts Point.
Calls from both sides of the aisle for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle's resignation over the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Cheadle was called on the carpet at the House Oversight Committee yesterday, and two local lawmakers had lots to say, too.
The idea that the public would not have further details on the incident until the Secret Service issued a report in 2 months did not sit well with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
The lack of answers and the lack of report is just simply not something that we can accept here.
AOC highlighted the urgency because of just how polarized this country is, leading to a heightened threat environment.
The violence that could break out in this political moment, regardless of party, in the event of someone getting hurt, constitutes a national security threat to the entire country.
Congressman Dan Goldman was concerned, too, with what's been reported in the media. He says the press has been given more answers than Congress. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A deadly small plane crash at Long Island's MacArthur Airport last night. This happened just after 6 p.m. In a news conference, Suffolk Homicide Chief Kevin Byer described what a witness saw.
According to a witness, the plane got airborne and for some unknown reason attempted to return to the runway. Upon that return, the plane crashed.
Now, the pilot and passenger in that single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza died. They're described as two adult men. Authorities are not identifying them until they can contact next of kin. The FAA and NTSB will investigate the crash. Bloody day in the Bronx. Five people wounded in less than 12 hours. The latest shooting happened early today in the Crotona section. A man shot in the head at Mohegan Avenue and East 176th Street, said to be in grave condition. Police say the suspect rode off southbound on a city bike. This after two people were shot late last night in the Melrose section, both of them expected to survive. And then in Mount Haven, just a few hours before, two men were wounded and a city bus damaged in the gunfire. The men are expected to survive. No one was hurt on the bus. No arrests in any of these shootings. Police are still investigating. Governor Hochul has announced plans to develop a state property.
It was a home for men who worked the docks more than 100 years ago. It became a women's prison. Governor Hochul now transforming it into 124 units of affordable housing.
74 units will be set aside for formerly incarcerated individuals who just want a chance to be part of society once again.
And there will be wraparound services.
Job training, family and relationship coaching, nutrition counseling, mental health care.
The development on West 20th Street will also include 9,000 square feet of community space. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The tri-state area schools are among the best in the country, at least according to a new study. Wallet Hub looked at 32 key metrics from performance to safety to funding and rated all three states in the top 10. Connecticut was second, New Jersey fourth, and New York eighth. All three scored high on quality, but Connecticut did much better for safety. Massachusetts topped the whole list. Worst schools? New Mexico. The city's dangerous beach season just got worse. A man in his 30s apparently drowned off the Rockaways early yesterday. His name hasn't been released. He was found unresponsive in the water at Rockaway Beach and the boardwalk. NYPD got him out of the water. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. Medical examiner has not yet ruled on a cause of death. This would be the city's fifth drowning of the summer season. Well, the Subway Series, the sequel, begins tonight at Yankee Stadium. The preview with 1010 Winds' Mark Renee.
And Kathleen, the Yanks will be out for revenge after getting swept by the Mets last month at Citi Field, with both teams going in a four-game series splits, getting two home runs Monday from big stars. The Yankees' right fielder had a solo shot in the seventh inning, and then in the eighth on the fan.
A laser shot off the bat of Juan Soto. We continue to watch greatness from the sensational one. A three-run jack into the porch in right. And the Yankees are ahead 9-1.
Which would be the final score against the Rays as Carlos Rodon got his 10th win, while the Mets beat the Marlins 6-4. Francisco Lindor homering twice in Miami, where it's not easy to hit it out.
It's baseball today. I guess the ball was flying for me, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good day.
And the Mets are just a half game out of the number 2 wild card. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.